Hello and welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and healthy, nourished skin with thanks to our friends at Sanex. We've been loving the Sanex Skin Therapy Shower Gel lately. It comes in three different options depending on what your skin needs. We have anti-itchiness and anti-irritation, designed, of course, for itchy skin. It contains omega-3 and reduces irritation in just 3 days of use. We have anti-dryness, designed for dry skin, which contains hyaluronic acid, known for its moisturising power. And we also have smooth skin texture, suitable for combination to oily skin, containing niacinamide, known to help reduce imperfections.
So whichever skin therapy shower gel you choose, you are in great hands as it's developed with dermatologists. It's a shower gel. Can you believe that? That's developed with dermatologists, so you know you're getting the best of the best. Its patented amino acid complex preserves your skin's barrier, which we're all about this year. It helps support your skin's natural defense and it delivers a 24-hour hydration feel,
giving us the good glow.
Hello and welcome to Soul Sisters. We were just chatting there before we logged on about the amount of feedback we have been getting for this season between the main on a Tuesday, the bonus episodes. Thank you so, so much. I don't know about you, Claire, but some of the feedback that I've been getting is that this is the best season of Soul Sisters ever. And that means a lot to us because Soul Sisters is so close to our hearts and such a big part of it. Like, it brings me pure joy.
It is. It's such a reset, I think. And because we do it twice a year for 10 weeks, it's a really good barometer of where you are in life. And I think it gives our Soul Sisters an opportunity to look at themselves that way too. I'm getting a lot of feedback saying the same thing. And it's great. We're 10 seasons in. So it feels good. Thank you, Soul Sisters.
Yeah, thanks so much. We've loads to catch up on this week. And I also have a few tips on how to age well from Martha Stewart that I want to share with you later on in the episode, Claire. Because obviously Martha Stewart, before Gwyneth Paltrow came along, she was our queen. She is the OG. And if she's writing a list, I'm reading it.
I loved Martha Stewart's documentary. And having watched it, I did do a bit more of a deep dive. If anybody listens to The Good Hang with Amy Poehler, they are also massive Martha fans and often do brilliant SNL impressions of Martha. Because she's kind of, she's quite serious, a little bit serious on the...
Yeah, the kind of Kathy Hilton vibes of her. I don't know if you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but like they're kind of cut from the same cloth.
Now, when we logged on as well, we were having our lunch and I want to shoehorn this in because I did some, I don't know if you could say cooking, but I made some meals inspired by Dr. Hazel Wallace on Friday.
Oh, yes, love her.
Couple of observations. First of all, love Hazel, like wowee, let me be you. But if I can't be you, let me be like you and make the salads and treats that you give us on your Instagram page. When I should have taken a picture, actually. I, particularly having worked very closely with Michelin star chef Angela Hartnett, would have said that I was somebody who cleans as she goes. You should have seen my kitchen. And let me tell you what I made. I made a cowgirl caviar salad from Hazel. And I also made some 10-minute Snickers style protein bars.
Wow.
It looked like I was in a commercial kitchen serving 100 people. There was ingredients and bowls and paraphernalia everywhere. And it took me nearly as long to clean up as it did to make the meals.
And did you make enough, like, so you'd be eating it for a week?
I'm eating it for a week. So in the cowgirl caviar salad, there is black beans, chickpeas, corn, peppers, tomatoes, onions, feta, and some parsley and a lovely dressing. And she recommended that you serve it with crackers or tortilla chips. I did it with the tortillas.
And I mean, this is the problem with living alone. When you batch cook for yourself, you just eat and eat and eat. So I nearly ate all of the tortillas in one sitting, which didn't make me feel great. And then the 10 minutes Snickers style protein bars, I made 16 of them. And I can tell you, since Friday, there's one left and today is Monday.
So you're the type of person who batch cooks, but then eats everything all in one go and then doesn't need to eat for a week.
I batch cook.
It's a good strategy.
It is a good, yeah. I'm like a bear who hibernates. I batch cook and then I eat everything in one day and then I batch cook again the next day.
What's with the caviar element of the recipe?
I didn't understand that. I assumed it was some ticky-tocky thing that maybe the kids are doing these days.
Oh yeah, something we don't understand.
No, but I can tell you that the salad is immense. And what one of the things, Hazel, one of the selling points for me was Hazel said that it doesn't go soggy. So this was an absolute game changer for me. And I am eating it. I had my, yeah, I had my 17th bowl of it today.
Do you know what I love? A salad with no leaves.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm kind of exploring that at the moment because this probably sounds insane and probably because I am insane, but Jamie is, it's so great. Like Jamie's on this real health kick at the moment. Now we are really healthy, but he's kind of stepped it up a level, but he's so into it. He's making new things, which of course I benefit from. So he makes this gorgeous Greek salad. Now it has spinach in it, but one thing, I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but I ate so much spinach when I was in chemotherapy that the stalks of a spinach leaf turn my stomach. So I have to, if I'm eating spinach, take each leaf one by one and tear off the little tail bit.
Now, you can't see me right now, Soul Sisters, but my mouth is open.
So if we're like, so for example, like Jamie just isn't careful enough to take it off, to take it off every single spinach leaf, whereas it's such a thing for me that I will stand there for 15 minutes doing it. So we're eating so many spinach salads these days that the agreement is I have to do the spinach part of it and then he does everything else. So like I will like wash the spinach like four times. I will like literally get a big bowl of it and then have another bowl as if I'm peeling spuds and tear off the tail, put it over there, then go to the next one and I will put each individual piece into a bowl.
What?
Isn't that weird, though, how something that you consumed so much of at a certain time, it probably just brings me back there. So I think I used to, and this is a really like a good tip for anyone going through chemotherapy if they have the stomach for it, because obviously I would say with chemotherapy, it's kind of like pregnancy, whereas you just feel this like it's like a 24/7 hangover for like 6 months.
Oof.
And, you know, hangovers, like we've left them in the past, you know. So when you're on chemotherapy, it's just like this level of nauseousness. So, but obviously I wanted to keep getting the chemo every week. And before you get chemotherapy, you have to get a blood test and make sure like everything is good, your hemoglobin and all that. So I used to have spinach with every meal. So I'd have it in a smoothie in the morning. And then if I was having my lunch, I'd have it on the side. And then whatever I was eating for dinner, I'd just throw a handful of it on top of it.
Oh yeah. You went there.
Yeah. So now I'm... And do you know what? My hemoglobin stayed really well the whole way through. But now I'm just like, ugh. I just need to change it slightly if I'm having spinach. So I love the idea of a no spinach salad.
Do you know what I've been having? And I wonder would it substitute nicely for, I mean, obviously lettuce, iceberg or whatever you like would be a good substitute. But I've been using Cavolo Nero. Which it's just... throw it on the pan for a couple of minutes and it is delish.
So good.
And might be an option for you to stay away from the tear and share of the spinach.
Yeah, it is. It's adding hours to my week, to be honest.
You should do a little video of that. I'd say if you put a video of that out, you would get people and their strange little isms back, you know, in the comments. People are like, oh, this is what I do with my whatever.
Oh, that's such a good idea. I'm going to do that for sure. So that's what you're having for your
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Which is great. Yeah, let's link that recipe in the show notes, because I feel like people, I mean, I love something I can put on a cracker, put on a, you know, little chip, you know, just something crunchy. And if you had people coming over to your house, that's a really cool thing to make, right?
Well, that's true. My friend Laura is coming to stay with me in a couple of weekends' time, and she is pretty famous for her Mexican evenings. And I think this particular salad would do perfectly in that kind of Mexican realm. So maybe margaritas and caviar cowgirl salad.
Oh my God, delish. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, this season has been a lot about angels, and I just wanted to give a very, very special shout out to our beautiful friend, Julie Ledwidge, who is a soul sister. She was on The Good Glow before, and she came to your beautiful meditation night, and her dad was quite sick at the time, David, and they didn't expect him to pass away so quickly, but he did that week. And she has been sharing so beautifully on her Instagram page, which I will also link, about going through the stages of grief. And she was like, that podcast you did about the angels. And it was one of many podcasts. And you were, you know, talking in the meditation class. And she was like, I was so meant to be there. And she brought so much of that, you know, into her dad's final hours. And she is just the ultimate queen. So if you're listening, Julie, we love you and we're here for you, all of the Soul Sisters. And let's collectively, every single person who is listening to this right now, send your angels over to Julie's angels for a bit of a boost today. But so obviously I'm getting served like loads of stuff about angels online. And Gabby Bernstein, who we know, is very interesting. Who we love and know. And she did a podcast last week about angels.
Go away.
So I was listening in, and it's very similar to everything we've been talking about. And she was speaking to this gorgeous girl on her podcast. Can't remember her name. Go and have a listen. It's really good. But she was saying the importance of asking for something that you need. And that's often a step that we don't talk about or we don't do. And you had said that, you know, in your prayer, angels, we call you down, we call you down, we call you down. And that is a vital first step. Mm-hmm. And that's coming from multiple sources now, not just yourself, Claire. But this lady was saying that once you call your angels down, there needs to be a period of silence. So you have to get rid of the phone, of social media, of TV, so that they have space to come in. And then most importantly, you have to give yourself permission to be still. And they said patience is the best thing when you're asking your angels for something, because number one, it allows your soul to rest. And sometimes things have to shift a little bit more before the ideas and the miracles start to develop. Isn't that so powerful?
That's really powerful. And it's such a good reminder, because we struggle so much to step away from our devices. But if we know that a little bit of silence and some a digital detox can mean that we can communicate with angels, with ancestors, with cosmic realms, we'll do it. I have a big tree, and I always remember Dennis coming to my home years ago, and when I just moved in, and he walked straight into the lounge and looked out. I have a bay window, which I'm sitting in now. He looked straight out and he went, oh, the tree. I said, yeah, it's a nice tree, isn't it? He goes, no, Claire, that is an amazing tree. That's an amazing place to have a tree, full of angels, that tree. And then he went out the front, and there's another tree just outside the front. And he went, oh my God, look, out the front here as well. And now, as I mentioned earlier on in this season, Vivian, no matter what time of day or night, she's asleep now because she's up all night. But by about 5 or 6 o'clock, she'll be like, come on, come on, step away from your laptop. And we walk out there and she sits down in the long grass and I lie down in the long grass like a 10-year-old. And I just lie under that tree and look up and think about all the angels up in the tree.
Oh my God, that's beautiful, because Julie is actually away at the moment. So she had this, and normally we go away together around this time of year. So they went anyway, and I know where she is, that there's loads of trees. So she should go and just sit under a tree and like connect with her dad, shouldn't she?
Yes, for sure. And also to be around trees, like Claire McKenna's book, Would You Be Well? Trees are sentient beings. Trees communicate with each other. Like in a forest, if one tree is poorly, the other trees rally around to send the nutrients to that tree. I now have shivers. So being in a somewhere like that, like a forest what do they call them? What do they call a group of trees? Coven is witches.
What?
Group of trees. A cluster. A copse. Yeah, if you're over in the park, just go over and stand in the trees and call in your angels there. And the nice thing about that is you're out in nature. You take your, kick your shoes off. You know, make that your little ritual. It's easier to do when you're out somewhere rather than trying to do it at home.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God, it's so mad that you're talking about this, because I wanted to bring this into the podcast. So I went to my friend's wedding, two friends last week who were getting married to each other, Tilo and Geraldine. And they are the gorgeous couple who got engaged at the top of the Alps when we went to run in Arosa. And we were all there and it's just such a special moment. And they invited us to their wedding. We were had the best crew. You know, when you're like, I was like levitating. I was so excited. Like I just couldn't believe that we were going to this event. And we went to the church in their local town in Leash. It's called Castletown. Mm. And we went into the church and we were sitting there, and Grainne Gavagan, who sang at the National Concert Hall on stage at the Good Glow show with us last December, was singing in the church. Wow. And her brother Brendan Gavagan was playing for her. And it was just magical. But behind the altar, Claire, were huge windows. I've never seen this in a church before.
No.
And the sun, it was so such nice weather last week. The sun was pouring in. And what was blowing in the wind? A freaking tree. And the bridesmaids were in like gorgeous, like green dresses. Mm. They were all glowing. We were looking up, Grainne was singing, and there was this just leaves blowing on the other side of the window. Wow. And the other way in churches, like you never see a window behind the altar.
No.
And it was just added like something so special to the ceremony. And after they signed the register, they just stood, all of their family and their bridal party just stood on the altar for like 5 minutes, just, you know, that expression, be here now.
Mm.
There wasn't like, sign the register, get out of the church, do this, do that. They were just existing in the moment. I was like so blown away by it. I was just like, this is magic. We are all here in this moment together. And then we went, we had the best day ever. We went back to the Heritage. Have you ever been to the Heritage Hotel in Leash?
No.
But we have to go. We have to go. The food was gorgeous. The staff were amazing. We had a room like overlooking the golf course. And I was there and there was 16 of us, you know, spread across two tables. And the next day, of course, I was crying going home. Like, why do I have to cry saying goodbye to people? I don't know why. I just always do. And I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, why do I cry when I leave this group? You know? And I think it's because this is a group of friends that make me a better person. You know, they make me kinder. They make me more open. I lean into a version of myself that feels so much joy. So like all of these people who come together and bring out the best qualities in the other person, you know, like where would you get that?
Oh, it's so rare. And to be able to see it and know it and acknowledge it. I was just going to say, what was the dance floor like?
It was so funny because you remember I said last week on the podcast, like, oh, Jesus, like I'd be a bit scarlet now on the dance floor. So I was up on the dance floor, like fairly obviously immediately, as soon as the music started, all of us were. And Catherine, who is, you know, an OG Team Go Glow, she is Geraldine's sister and she was maid of honor. And she just like danced over to me and she's like, are you turning inside out there, Georgie? And I was like, soul sister in the wild. Like sometimes you forget people hear your most intimate conversations. But it was just such a special day. And just to see two really good people get married and just have so much love around them, it was next level, so special.
Was it?
I definitely feel this year, and I'm having a crazy year. I wouldn't describe it as a midlife crisis, but I think I'm just like, I'm coming up to the 10 year cancer anniversary. I'm just like, it's like I'm looking at my life from the outside in or something, but I do feel a little bit more self-conscious this year, or my confidence is suffering a little bit. I'm just really aware of myself. And I think it started with losing a bit of confidence in running, and that's normal, I'm sure, in any kind of fitness journey. You're up and you're down. But it's kind of creeping into the rest of my life a little bit.
Well, I've just been listening to what you've been saying quite intently. And actually, the way you described it, how you're watching your life from the outside in, I think there's probably a level of disassociation going on for you. And a lot of the time we're told, get out of your comfort zone, push out for growth, out, out, out. But I feel like you need to come back into your zone of comfort more. You need to come back to yourself and spend time with you. What is it you like to do with just you? You know, and you know, like you talk about that group of friends, the safety you feel and how good you feel, all of your best traits and all the best aspects of you come out when you're around those people. So being more in you and being more around people like that will help you get back to full confidence.
Yeah, like I definitely was like, I need to just go inwards a bit because, yeah, just I suppose if you're self-conscious, it's like you can't fully be yourself because you don't fully, I'm not fully trusting myself at the moment, or like, yeah, I need to probably love myself a little bit more.
You're living out in the edges of yourself. You know, you're probably, you're, you know, we all have masks to wear depending where we are. But the problem is, if you don't get an opportunity to take the mask off for long enough, then there's a level of role play that happens that isn't you. And when those scenarios start to get stitched together, there is a, yeah, there's a real feeling of anxiety, of a lack of self-belief, because it's not self.
Yeah, it's like, probably like a feeling of like just not being enough, you know?
Mm. And that does happen. That happens. So say, for instance, for me now, I've been in production, having been on the mic for 10 years in Dublin and then moving into production and behind the scenes for 10 years over here. Now I'm kind of moving back out again into an area where I'm much more comfortable. Am I comfortable as a producer? I am, because I've learned how to do it. But does it come naturally to me? No. The stuff on the mic comes much more naturally to me. And so I've had to deal with feelings of, am I good enough? Am I as good as my contemporaries? Mm-hmm. What does my boss think of me? And that's been a kind of a constant critical voice for me in the last 10 years. And as I have stepped away from that to have more of a 50-50 freelance lifestyle, yeah, I now feel like, oh, I'm in a flow state because I'm setting up meditation gatherings, because I'm thinking about running workshops, because I'm thinking about starting my own podcast. And all of this stuff is me. It's my soul's purpose. It's my journey. So I wonder if you were to say, what's next for me? And if you were to take yourself away on little creative dates or, you know, little play dates with yourself and go away and say, who am I? What is it that makes me tick? Where do I feel safe?
Yeah, I love that, because just when you're saying all that, like, so when I came out of being sick, I obviously went on a health journey. So I became like the fittest version of myself, the healthiest version of myself. And with that came confidence, because I loved myself, because I was putting time into myself. And as you go back to normal in inverted commas, I never did. But, you know, as I'm 9 years out now, I'm not as fit as I was, you know, 6 years ago. I'm not as healthy as I was 6 years ago, or what I tell myself. These are the stories I'm telling myself. Mm-hmm. And so being overly critical of myself over the last year has chipped away at that self-love and that confidence that I'd built up in those years.
Yeah.
You know, you're not as fit as you used to be. You're not as fast as you used to be. That's not inspiring anymore.
And can I just interrupt you for a moment here? That is your ego speaking. And the ego wants to keep things the same. They want to hark back to the past and say, look back there. Look how good it was back there. Oh, don't you wish you were back there? To keep you stagnant, to keep you in the same position. Your soul, on the other hand, wants to push you forward, wants to propel you forward. But in order for you to contact your soul, you have to get quiet. Same as with the angels. You have to spend more time with you. And when I was listening to you saying, I'm not as fit as I used to be, or I'm not as healthy, you're just not with yourself as much.
Mm.
You got the two girls. You're busy. You just don't have as much of an intimate relationship with you as you used to. And I think that's what you're yearning for.
Because I always think, like, you know, for any big event, and like, you know, for anyone getting married this summer and or has something on, and, you know, we always look at the physical, don't we, to prepare for something. Oh, Jesus, my legs have to look perfect, or my hair has to be perfect, or, and it just goes on and on and on and on. But actually, what would 2 weeks of meditation do for you in preparation for an event?
Wow.
What different energy are you going to put out on the day? You know, like even at the wedding, I was like, I just feel like self-conscious. Mm-hmm. But that is because of everything we've just spoken about in the last 5 minutes, nothing to do with how I look.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
It's because I'm not spending time with myself, and I'm not believing in myself as much as I used to. But then when I, you know, if you ask me now, would you like to go back to the version of yourself you were 6 years ago? I'd say absolutely not. Because number one, why did I run so much? Why did I, you know, eat such healthy food all the absolute time? Is because I was so paranoid about getting sick again. And COVID was the huge shakeup in my life that allowed me to drop my shoulders and relax and give myself a break. And maybe I'm actually healthier now than I was 6 years ago because I've let go a little bit. But I think I need to look at the letting go, that that isn't failure. And it's okay, you know, to spend a little bit of time, invest in myself a little bit, and I don't need to go back to that perfect person that I was before, and kind of maybe, like you said, move up to the next level of me, you know, whatever that may look like. But I definitely feel like I am screaming for a bit of time with myself.
And the final thing I'll say on this is everybody benefits. When we give ourselves time.
Yeah.
You walk away, you have an afternoon off, you spend a Saturday on your own and you come back in. Everybody feels the afterglow of that. The fun you've had, the relaxation, the time to think. And you yourself then can dive into whatever needs to be done. Bath time, bedtime, dinner time. Becomes a bit more exciting because you've had that time away. So, you know, if you're worried about your relationship or you're worried about how you're parenting at the moment, consider walking away and spending time alone, because when you come back, that version of you will show up so much better than you did before.
Like, if you ever need to give yourself a break or just like connect with yourself, do you have like a mantra for that when you're just like bringing it home?
If I feel disconnected, I will always go back to the
Yeah.
I will always sit and do a few Very grounding. It's the sound, they call it the sound of nature. It's the sound that connects us all. The hum of the bee, the purr of the cat.
The universe. Yeah,
exactly. So it's I will do that and I will ground myself. I'll take my shoes off and unplug.
So good. Now, Claire, we're all going to get into your shower, but actually, and I keep forgetting to ask you if you've been spending more time in the bath, but you can tell me all about it. Huge, huge thanks to Sonic Skin Therapy for supporting Soul Sisters this season. So, you know the feeling, you close the bathroom door, you're in your gorgeous shower, you know you're looking after your skin because you're using the Sonic Skin Therapy range, you're preserving your skin barrier, it's helped supporting your skin's natural defense, and it delivers a 24-hour hydration feel. This is a real moment of relief, and it allows the aha moments, five-star moments, to drop in. Claire, what was yours this week?
So this was a lovely little sequence of events that happened and blew me away. It was such a lovely reminder of the importance of sharing compliments and giving love to strangers. So maybe it was last Friday evening. I sometimes spend Friday afternoon in the BBC preparing for Saturday's show with Emma. And I think I was coming home. So you quiet times on the tubes, right? So there's very few people on the tube on a Friday evening traveling south. So I was sitting, maybe looking at reading my book or something, and I looked up. As I was getting off, I saw a girl with curly hair, red curly hair. And mine was all tied back and business, and hers was out and amazing. And I, as I was getting off the tube, I said, amazing hair. And she didn't hear me. And she kind of looked at me because I leaned into her, and she took her headphone out. And as I was jumping off the train, I said, amazing hair. And she was like, oh, thanks. And I walked away and I thought, oh, God, it's been so long since I've given a stranger a compliment. So next morning, I'm getting ready for work and I headed up to the post office, and I'm standing in the post office in the line. Turned around and the lady goes, lovely hair and amazing trousers. And I was like, oh, thank you. And she was like, where are you going? And I said, oh, I'm going to work. And I said, where are you going? And she was like, I'm sorry, I'm hiking up the South Downs today because it was a beautiful Saturday. And I went, oh, well, enjoy yourself. Like that, you know, wow, what a great Saturday you have ahead. So I'm heading off to the train and I'm thinking to myself, wow, a compliment for a compliment. Look how quickly that was returned to me. I was on my way into the BBC and I stopped off in Pret to get myself a coffee, an iced coffee, because it was a million degrees. And I said to the guy behind the counter, hey, could I have this wrap and a nice coffee, please? And he said, yeah, sure. How are you? And I said, I'm really, really good. How are you? And he said, yeah, I'm great. And then I went to go and tap and I saw $4.99. I was like, $4.99, that can't be right. And I looked down and I looked up and he handed me the iced coffee and gave me a smile and went, enjoy. And I said, thank you. Tapped and went. He'd only charged me for the wrap. Now, this all happened within 24 hours. And when I was in the shower, I was thinking, that's as simple as it needs to be. Give and you will receive.
Nice hair, nice hair.
Nice hair, nice hair.
That's brilliant, Claire. I love that. A massive thanks to Sanex Skin Therapy Shower Gel for supporting Soul Sisters this season. With 0% sulfates, this shower gel is next level. It's been developed with dermatologists because what you put on your skin is important. Sanex Skin Therapy is available in stores nationwide. So I promised you a little bit of Martha Stewart's magic. Martha's actually a lovely name, isn't it?
It's a gorgeous name.
Okay, so basically she made a list of... I can't remember... I actually think I'm in perimenopause.
Well, you probably are. And also that could be a little bit to do with the self-consciousness and lack of confidence and anxiety, because that's what happens when your estrogen retreats.
Oh no, that's awful, isn't it?
It's terrible.
I really like when I'm in my ovulating like time of my cycle, because I feel like a little bit like kind of extra, mm-hmm. You know? And then when you're in the rest of your cycle, you just feel like shite. Jesus. Do you ever like cry for a whole day and then the next day you get your period and you're like, oh.
Often, monthly.
Oh. Okay, so Martha Beck has made a list of like how to age greatly.
I think you said Martha Beck there. So
Martha Stewart has made a list of how to age greatly. And I loved this because there's really good tips in it. So she says, treat aging like a discipline, not a decline. Mm, isn't that good?
That's brilliant.
So the word discipline obviously comes from the word disciple, or the other way around. So what she's saying is you need to focus on consistent self-care, regular maintenance, and long-term healthy habits.
Mm.
Number two on the list, you can tell me which your favorite one is. So number one, treat aging like a discipline, not a decline. Number two, focus on looking better, not just younger. Stay busy, curious, and productive. Keep learning new things every single day. And I think the Soul Sisters are all about that. So we have that one, a giant tick beside that. Keep evolving, but don't reinvent yourself.
Now, that's interesting, because I would have always said reinventing yourself was positive.
Yeah, so it's embrace gradual growth and improvement. And you know what? That's brought up for me this absolutely life-changing thing I heard Brian Penny say, and I was speaking about this with Jamie on our little bonus episodes. But I was in the concert hall and Jerry was speaking to Brian Penny about trauma. And they were saying kind of like, can you ever get rid of your trauma? And Brian says, my trauma makes up who I am.
Mm.
And that was so important to me, because I think for so long I'd been trying to get over my trauma or leave it in the past. But actually, if you use your trauma to become the best version of yourself or a more evolved person. So keep evolving, but don't reinvent yourself. Absolutely love that. Prioritize toughness and self-acceptance. So develop resilience and persistence.
I that's one of my favorites already. And I think because as you age, it's one of the benefits of getting older. You care less, you give less. You are resilient because you know, even though this hasn't worked out, just ahead on the horizon is something that will.
Yeah, like prioritizing toughness is a really good one, I think. Prioritize family and physical capability. Make time for loved ones and family experiences, which I love. And, you know, if that's not your family, it could be just your circle.
Yeah.
And 7, be practical and unafraid about mortality.
Love that. Because also getting to this age, you, like poor Julie, have had to face your parents' mortality and losing the ones you love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a level of ignorance is bliss when it comes to death. And I think that's not good for anybody. It's not good for the practical side of passing away, but it's also not good for the emotional side.
Yeah. And isn't that what Jerry always says? Like, something that's going to happen to us all, but we never talk about it or don't want to talk about it. I was actually, like, I suppose my cancer has allowed me to kind of say things about dying to Jamie, like, Jesus, don't do this to me and don't put me there. And, you know, I want to be on the mantelpiece, like, don't put me on the in the ground. And not like my body.
Preserved, mummified. Over the mantelpiece. There's mummy.
All the Soul Sisters are like, no, Jamie, we listened to the podcast. That's not what she meant. But having those conversations, like I was thinking this the other day, like if you were to pass, would you like to be, you know, in your living room with everyone coming to see you?
Forever.
No, just for those couple of days.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. At a week.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to have the biggest knees up ever for me. I want full Irish wake, particularly because I'm now in my getting back into my cultural Irish moment. Era. Yes, please, like lie me out. Embalm me and lie me out for a couple of days and come and sing to me and dance around me and do witchy spells and do karaoke and drink margaritas. Yeah.
I'm so glad we had this chat because I would have thought if I was planning your wake not to have that much alcohol at it because you're not, you know, you don't drink that much.
I'm alcohol adjacent. All right. In this time of my life, I absolutely love two cocktails. They are a Negroni and a margarita. And I would implore you, please, whoever's looking after the party when I pass, make sure there's two excellent cocktails on offer, couple of beers, maybe a Guinness and a Guinness 00 for those, nod to the non-drinkers, and then tea. I always remember being in my dad's like aunt's house or something and somebody had passed, maybe her husband had passed, and honestly it was like a scene from an Irish sketch show. There was a woman who was standing by on the kettle, just pressing the kettle, and there was discarded cups of tea. No joke, 25 discarded cups, half drank, one sup gone of it. The house was full of half drank cups of Ari's tea, and everybody was just chatting and I just thought it always sticks in my mind because it's probably the most Irish of Irishisms.
Yeah. I'd love, like I said to Jamie, like if you know, in the church or in the what's the other place called?
Oh, the funeral home.
No, the place in Harold's Cross.
Oh, yeah. Crematorium.
I always said, like, if you're bringing me down, I want like the Gypsy Kings on full freaking blast.
As she goes in, as she disappears through the doors and the doors shut. Mamboleo, Mamboleo.
Wow. Yeah, like no sad songs, like absolute the height of good music. You know, like play my favorite songs. Don't play a sad song. Like anytime I'm going into an MRI machine and they're like, they always have like a Sunshine or classic hits. And I'm like, guys, like, I don't mean to be weird, but don't play funeral music in my ears while I'm getting an MRI to see if I've got cancer in my body. Like silence. And they're like, no music, nothing. I'm like, nothing. What song would you have?
Do you know what's come to mind straight away?
The Puerto Rico song.
Yeah. Send me to Puerto Rico. Send my ashes to Puerto Rico. Celine Dion. A new day. A new day has come.
That is a bit funerally.
Is it? Well, I want Celine Dion karaoke. I want everyone, like the repertoire, her whole thing. And then maybe Phil Collins.
Oh my God, of course. Two hearts.
Yes. So start having the conversation. I know it's awkward. Like I've been talking to my parents, you know, about wills and all that kind of stuff. It's awkward, but it's so important. And it can give rise to a conversation like we've just had, so that your parents or your loved ones could end up having the send-off that they would really love.
Yeah.
So I have some correspondence from Soul Sisters that I just want to give you. First of all, from Ashling Grantham, who is mellow_mindfulness on Instagram. She's a meditation teacher. And she has been absolutely loving this season of Soul Sisters too. And she's talked about listening in and thinking about what's next for her in her career. And she said to me, and I thought this was a great idea, would you and Georgie consider doing a Soul Sister journaling month and sending out prompts in the pod each week?
Love that idea.
Yeah. So if we were to get if we were to choose a prompt from today's episode, it's got to be something. Are you playing hide and seek with me?
Sorry, I'm trying to see over my phone to my other tab. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, so we were to pick a journal prompt for anything we spoke about today.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe it is sitting with what you're feeling. So first of all, tapping into when is it I feel most anxious or insecure? What, and maybe make a list of those moments when you don't feel like yourself, when your skin crawls. So when do I feel out of my body, uncomfortable? And then follow that with, when do I feel safest? When do I feel most in my body?
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for that suggestion.
One more for you. And this is from Kathy Lewis Paintings on Instagram. Kathy paints the most beautiful pictures, florals. So take a look at her Instagram if you get an opportunity. But she was listening into one of the episodes and I was talking about the calendar that I got in Rome when we were in Rome running with the Good Glow.
Yeah.
Sexy priests, right? This is May.
Oh my God, look at him.
Look at this guy.
September, is he your favourite?
I was looking forward to seeing him, but now, thanks to Kathy, I realise I have to get rid of this calendar.
Why?
Gone. Because she said, Claire, you're bringing the energy of unavailable men into your home. Feng Shui, you can't have a calendar for 2026, full of unavailable men, full of men of the cloth.
Go and throw it out the window.
Okay, hold on.
Your neighbours must think you're an absolute loon.
Bye! What did I throw out the window last season?
A clothes rail.
A chair, was it?
She's gone.
Sexy priests are a thing of the past.
Is it gone out the window?
Those men are probably not even priests.
Is it gone?
It's gone. Took a video. We'll post it to Instagram.
Where did it land?
On the grass outside my neighbours. The two men who live downstairs, the two brothers, are going to look out the window.
Oh, the guys that listen to you chanting.
The guys who think I am a nun are now going to be looking out at a calendar full of priests.
What are their names?
No idea. Number four.
Okay, so into recommends. I wanted to recommend, actually, I haven't listened to it yet, but Call Her Daddy.
Oh, hold on. I think you are. Are you disconnected?
Oh, Jesus. Call Her Daddy is, I love this podcast. And she has interviewed Gail King.
I've listened.
Have you?
It's one of my recommends.
Wow. So Gail King is an absolute queen of broadcasting in the US. She also happens to be Oprah's best friend. And the reason why I was recommending this is because I was really pulled in to the trailer. And actually, I haven't listened to many podcasts this week because I'm saving all my favorite podcasts for the rebirth of my running career, which is starting at 5 p.m. this evening. But in it, she said something that really like sparked my interest. Alex Cooper asked her about her friendship with Oprah. And she says, I've never stood in Oprah's shadow because she allows me to stand in her light.
Preach.
Is that not so powerful?
Preach.
And I think back to what I was saying about my friends who I was hanging out with last week who make me kinder, who make me happier, who make me funnier, who make me feel more joy, who help me grow as a person. That's because they allow me to stand in their light. And that's what we do for each other, isn't it? And it was such a privilege to stand in Jer and Tilo's light last Thursday on the happiest day of their lives. And you go.
Sorry to interrupt you, but they stood in the light on the altar with the sun coming in the window.
So beautiful. So surround yourself with friends that allow you to stand in their light. And take a listen to that podcast because I say it's brilliant. Well, you'd know, Claire.
I would know. I can tell you. The reason I was going to say listen to it is because Gail is so honest. Gail tells you information that you know Oprah wouldn't.
Oh, really?
She goes in on her ex-husband who cheated on her.
Yes.
She goes in and tells you loads of BTS of her and Oprah's lives and the kind of conversations that they have. She, Alex Cooper, bar none, just gets the best out of people. And she also talks about who she clearly fancies, which is really funny. It's somebody from your world. She's a big crush on Tom Brady.
Who does? Gail.
Gail. And she mentions him. So I think Alex Cooper's like, who would you? She's like, well, I met Tom Brady at an event the other day. He's lovely. He's very handsome. And Tom Brady, she must have said Tom Brady's name like four or five times. She's like, oh, wow. Tom Brady's going to think I like him now. Tom Brady knows that you like him now, yes.
Yeah. What else do you have to recommend?
So I went to the Casual Choir, remember, last month, and that is coming up again. I think it might be on let me just check. It's either, I think it's the 11th or the 12th of June. So heads up for that. I know tickets sell really quickly. So make sure if you're in Dublin to get to the Casual Choir with Roisin Savage. What a night. I loved it. The other thing I wanted to mention was, have you seen Anamkara Wellness?
No, I don't think so.
On Instagram. Sophie Anderton. Oh. Remember Sophie Anderton?
Yeah, she lives in like Wicklow.
Yeah, she lives in Glendalough, and Anamkara Wellness is her new wellness retreat. It is the most incredible place. And I'm looking at maybe doing a retreat there in September, Soul Sisters. So if you're interested in that, a day retreat. But take a look, because you can go down and have the most beautiful day. Like, there's lakes on the property. She has saunas. She has all of the usual spa stuff. And there's aerial yoga. There's all sorts. And for, you know, Beyond the Pale, that festival that's going on. If you're going down to Beyond the Pale, and this is very us, I thought, you can leave Beyond the Pale and head into Anamkara and relax and chill and maybe spend some time in the sauna or in the pool. And you can come back out and then go back to the festival all rejuvenated for that evening. So I discovered her on social media this week, and I just wanted to point people toward her because she is an honorary Irish woman. And she said her husband has been living in Wicklow for years, and she said the locals love her more than they love him. That's how invested she is.
Love it. And actually, do you know who she's really good friends with? Julian from the Cheese Bar.
Stop.
Yeah. And my mum, I just happened to ring my mum during the week, and I said, "Hey, where are you?" And it was quite loud. She's like, "I'm in the Cheese Bar." And I was like, so it's called Icar, and it's in where the Silver Tassie used to be, basically. It's called Whelan's Wine Bar, but there's a cheese bar in there, and it's Julian's. And she was like, "Oh, there's a man beside me speaking French on the phone. Is that him?" And I said, "It sure is." I was like, "Does he look like George Clooney?" She's like, "Let me tell you this, it looks like he's just dropped down from heaven." And I was like, "Get up there and introduce yourself." She's like, "Oh, I don't know if I have the nerve." But yeah, so Julian, of course, who looks like he's never worked a day in his life. He's like, looks like the healthiest, most glowing, gorgeous person. Wow. Is friends with Sophie Anderton.
Anderton, yeah.
Sophie Anderton.
Mm-hmm. That's a very Irish thing you just did there now. Love it.
What?
Not 6 degrees of separation, lads. Just two. Only 2 degrees.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's another episode of Soul Sisters in the Bag. Actually, I want to plug the ultimate recommends is to listen to our podcast about Alec Murdaugh last week, which was... I loved editing it. I actually listened to it twice. It was so good. Because I'm just so interested in the story. And I thought your take on it, Claire, was so good. I just had to listen to it again. So I will link that in the show notes. Go and have a listen to the bonus. It's about a man in the US who was accused of murdering his wife and his teenage son. But there's a whole web of Southern American, what would you call it?
Like downright dirty goings on.
Yeah, like it's a real, it's like it was written. It's like in an American TV show. Mm-hmm. So I will link that in the show notes. Go and have a listen. And Soul Sisters, thank you so much. Thank you so much to Sanex Skin Therapy for supporting us this season. And we will see you on Friday with the bonus. Thank you.